started the Sharichuvi, and we did the beginning, and I can tell you that we had Elizman, the Baldigis Damnus, to be able to do Tshuva. As in Ace Base, he continues, and he says a point. He says something very interesting. He says, on one hand, El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Kvaldik of Chesed Hashem, the chance to do tshuva. Here's a point which is very important, that if a person doesn't do tshuva when Hashem is miskariv, there's a taina on the person. Because Hashem is giving you such an opportunity, such a chance. How did you not take it? As it's not just, you know, wow, El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's nice to do tshuva, but if I don't do it, it's okay. He's adding that it's very important to get your act together and do tshuva. Because if you don't, there's a tain on you. Hashem gave you such a stamina, such a hetimsa, how could you not have taken it? That's his point. And he says, why taka do people not do tshuva? This is the point we want to focus in on. Just a wonderful shmooze. You're just going to chop one nekuda that we want to focus in on. A small nekuda. He says, "V'loi yimze kibar tshuva ba'is gimel v'losei ba'armei ha'aretz asherim hoizim shoychavim." They're people that their whole life they're sleeping. "V'loi yeshivu alibam v'loi das v'loi tfun alem l'mayed l'malad al nafsha." Why is it that people don't do tshuva? We don't see like the oilam is like hopping, running, jumping. Ah, what is it? Because we're in a very deep sleep. But what's the sleep that we're in? As he's magdir it so powerfully. Lo yeshivu alibam, v'lo das, v'lo tunalem, l'mar li molet al nafsham. People don't think anymore, why are you in the world? There's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a Din La'asav Lavan. Did you accomplish what you were here for? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? People just don't think about that anymore. They're in a very deep sleep. And just like some people, and this is a very, very powerful. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says that even though it's a Gzeres HaKosev to blow the shofar, Aba Remez Yesh. What's the Remez, the famous Rambam? Uru Yesheinim Mishinasa. He keeps him with you today. What are we blowing the shofar for? It's coming to wake us up. As the Rambam also speaks about, what this Rabbeinu Yoina speaks about, that people are in a deep sleep. If there ever was a dar that's in a deep sleep, a deep chill, it's our dar. And the Friedrich Gedeiris, the sleep wasn't so much. Nowadays, the sleep is mamish tief. Why is it that way? Nowadays, the distractions are much, much more. There's so much to think about. There's so much going on in life. There's so many distractions that a person to think about his future, his asid ruchni, just pashit went out of style. People just don't think about it. As the sleep that we're in is very, very deep. As that's why it used to be that on Rosh Hashanah, it was enough to blow the shofar. But as the Dairis went on, Chazal saw, if we want to wake them up, they're in a deep sleep. It's like it used to be, you have an alarm clock, one of those beep, beep, beep. Bizman Hazeb, what do they have? They have shake awakes. You know, you put it and it shakes you, you can't stay asleep. Oh. As Bizman Hazeb, we need a shofar every day. In the morning, or else we're just gonna fall back asleep. And there's still some bachrim with shake awakes, they still sleep, but it doesn't work. As there's still some bachrim with shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it still doesn't wake them up. Why? Because they're pashut in deep sleep mode. Like, you know, you play on when your phone has on, when you go on the plane, you put it in playing mode. As they're bachrim, when it comes to Elul, they're in sleep mode. I knew their smartphone put them on a temporary sleep mode, that they're always in deep sleep. They're not there. And you talk to them, and like he says, lo yeshivo alibam v'loy das v'loy tun olam. They don't feel ruchnius, they don't feel olam haba, and they don't think about it. And that's the biggest danger for an Eved Hashem, because if he's not going to think about it, and he's not going to connect to it, it's just not going to happen. As this is the avoida of Elul. It's to start waking up and to start thinking about life. To go out of the sleep of the whole year. Especially we just had a Bein HaZmanim, a Gevaldige Bein HaZmanim. But it's time to wake up. It's like someone was put in anesthesia to get a surgery. And when they woke up, they still felt groggy because the anesthesia is still on them. There's a lot of Bachrim, the anesthesia from Bein HaZmanim, from the deep show last night with their friends, is still on them the whole day. It just push it. It sticks with them. And they don't have that bread and fire for Avodas Hashem and Ruchnias. As what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is the Shofar. But I don't get it. Life pulls us in. As we see, very important. And this is a big Yisrael. The more you think about it, the more you connect to it, it's a different life. And it's a Gevaldike Yisoid. And there are people in America that use this. Yeah, that's what the person who did the Vayimoye movement said, that there are 100,000 people that listen to Vayimoye. I mean, even though you look on the, what's it called, it, on he says you look on the computer, it says 5,000, 6,000. That's only on that app where they're taking it down from. But if you take everything, it could be days that 100,000 people. What's the idea, he said? He said he used to be an avreich in yeshiva, used to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and he moved to America, and he got a job. And his job is, he works in Amazon. He's a sailor for Amazon. And he saw, once he went into the business world, that life pulls you so strongly, and there's so much going on in life, that if you're not going to have 2 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day to think a little bit of Musar, forget it. As he started this thing, 3 minutes a day, and you should hear a Musar thought. Of course, if you're going to just make a Musar thought, Bizman Hazeh, people can't handle it. So you have to have a bunch of nice pictures flying around while the person's talking, so everyone like doesn't lose concentration on the words. Put them in big bright lights. Everyone should see the words. Maybe then there's a chance it'll go in. And psh, as when he did it, people laughed at him. He said, it's not going to work. It's another shtick, another trick. Yet, lo yuman. The person himself, it's mamish mavel al arayim nifladek. What the person did, what was the idea? Every day at the Kiyah Shofar, every day you have 3 minutes of a shot of thinking about life, thinking what life's about. And you know how many people's lives have changed? One little psh, and psh. Mat ordo ha'avi choshev. As Chazal were misakin to us, Vayimoyen. Okay, but Chazal did it without, like, without the video screens, without the cameras. They were misakin a shofar. But they knew if you're just going to have a shofar, it's going to go over your head. So what they did was, if they were misakin to say, L'David Hashem Oiri, when you hear the shofar. And once a night, say, L'David Hashem Oiri, without the shofar. We hope you're still up from the morning, so it'll still work. But the idea is, think about life. Think about Achasho al Dimeis Hashem, Oisei Havake, Shifti Bebeis Hashem. Once a day, what in the world are you here for? think about. I need Hashem to watch over me. I need Hashem to take care of me. There's a Yom Din in front of me. And just that thought, if it hits you once a day, twice a day, you're a different person. You're awake, you're alive. You're not dead to the world. As that's the avoida of Limud HaMusar, to constantly remind yourself of what's important to you. And to do it in a way that your heart feels it's important. That's the truth. That's what Limud HaMusar is about. And that's what the Mesilas Yesharim and the Chovei Halevavos write in the Hakdama. They didn't write a sefer where they said Chedushim. You know, nowadays everyone's looking for the story no one ever heard of. That amazing, incredible story that no one ever heard of before, that's so inspiring. That's not what Musar is about. It's interesting. It's a trick of pulling a person to interest him. But the real avoda is to think about what's important in a way that you feel it. That's the avoda of Musar. And that's the theme of Shari Tshuva, Mesilas Yesharim. They're not saying Chedushim, but they're helping us live with Yesidus that's important to think about. They're Bochrim, and my wife is a seminary teacher, that say whenever anyone starts talking about Olam Haba and Gehenim, they tune out. This door is not into Olam Haba and Gehenim. You have to speak about schoolers. You're going to be rich. Oh, that talks to me. You're going to have nachas from your children. Oh, I like that, especially when I started shidduchim. Yeah. Nachas. Are you going to get a good shidduch? That for sure talks to Bachrim and seminary girls. You got all of them looking. It's open. Now you're talking to me. When you start Olam Haba, Gehenim. Yeah, that's the old story. We know that one. And they don't realize it's Atzus HaYetzer. He wants to put you in a shluf. That all you're into all day long is Olam Haba. As he detaches you very slowly, very adin, but he detaches you. Because if you would live, wow, what a schus. I'll be zeicher the tremendous things. Olam Haba, Bekolshkein Olam Haba. You'll start feeling differently. Everything will be more meaningful. Because that's the avoda of Musar. Rebbeinu Yonah says Musar is to learn the chesaron of when you do something wrong and the yisurin and the tzar, and to learn the maila, the oisher hachayim and the simcha when you do something right. That's Limud HaMusar. To connect with your heart, to wake up, to feel it. And with a little bit of hisbeinenis, we could. Okay, as today's shir was wake up. It was a wake up call. The Rebbeinu Yonah wake up call. What is it? Uri Yishena Mishinaschem. The Tkiyah Shofar is a wake up call. Yet there are many people that the alarm goes off, and many yeshiva bachrim are professionals. They turn it off and turn over on the other side. As Elul, there are many yeshiva bachrim that are professionals. They hear the shmooze, turn it off afterwards, and go over to sleep on the other side. How are we going to make it that the Hashbav El is going to last, the Hashbav Musar will last, when we realize Musar has to do with you? It's preparing your future, your simcha, your oisher, your yisurim, hakol tali, and your tyran mitzvahs. When Musar talks to you that way, it talks to you. It wakes you up. It's alive. But when it's just a nice idea, a nice story, a nice thought, it's nice, but it's not waking you up. Okay. As Avoy, let's be Mizbain and Makabal together to try to take the Divrei Musar to our hearts, to wake up. And as Hashem, that we'll really be able to accomplish, because when you're asleep, you can't accomplish too much. Some people know when you're asleep, you're dead to the world. There's nothing going on. There's some people that are running around and doing a lot, but they're dead, they're in deep sleep. And then there's some people that are alive, They're living. Ah. They're emotionally into it. Let's try to take the Dvarim Lalev. If it really goes into your heart once, it could change your life. Every Divrei Musa that goes into your heart for real is a life changer. It wakes us up. Hashem Yazav, we should wake up and really have a life where we're Achasha Altimeis Hashem. We're heading in a good direction together. And we should be Zeich Hashem, should be Makabala Tshuva. Help us wake up and accomplish Niflois and to make for ourselves beautiful futures.